Well, we are joined this morning on the phone by Jackie Wright. She's the general manager of the American Inn at Elkhorn, and they have a project coming up that coincides with Veterans Day. We're going to talk about it this morning. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for spending some time with us here on the program this morning.
No problem.
Appreciate it a lot. Now, you guys are helping to spearhead a little operation. You hope to turn into a big operation. It's called Operation Care Pack. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it's something our corporate office came up with. And we are just trying to get our communities involved and send care packages to troops, and hopefully they get it in time for Christmas.
All right. Well, and we've seen these types of things go on before at different levels. People will do different things with it. I've got a list here of some stuff and a flyer kind of things, and it looks like you're looking for all kinds of different stuff.
Yep, we are. We're looking for everything between snacks, hygiene products, and entertainment products. Mostly the single size stuff or travel size for hygiene products. Anything but pork products. They say we can't send pork products.
Are there certain restrictions as far as the food products that you're looking for that they have there?
Yes, if it's soup or like tuna or anything like that in a can, it has to be the pop top. Tuna and all that can come also in like the packets they have now.
Okay.
Anything like that, single size, they just would rather have than like a whole box of stuff.
I suppose we kind of have to maybe think about it a little bit. If, let's say, for example, to simplify it, if we were on a camping trip and we were looking for something that was going to be easy because we don't have all the conveniences of home, then that's what we're looking for, things that are easy.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I see you're looking for quite a variety of different things, from snack-type foods, from like trail mix and dehydrated fruits and power bars and things like that, to different types of things that maybe we don't necessarily think of as foods, the condiments and things that help to, just kind of make it a little bit better.
Right. There's everything in here.
Now, is candy okay?
Candy is okay as long as it's individually wrapped. Candy, and I believe in the past when we went to Vegas for our convention, we did the same thing, and we packed 300 boxes in less than an hour, and they said that we could only do 14 items, but we can put a whole bunch of candy or individual stuff into like a Ziploc baggie, and whatever we could fit into that Ziploc baggie counts as one item.
Oh, great.
So we did all, there was a lot of the trial size candy bars that we used, and we just put them all in packages, and it worked out good.
Well, not to just pick on all the candy stuff like that, but boy, if you want to make somebody feel close to home when they're far, far away, that's one way to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Where will these care packages be going?
We, due to security issues, they can't give us addresses.
Right.
We use Blue Star Mothers. If you don't know what that is Blue Star Mothers is a group that of women or mothers who have sons or daughters overseas or in the military, and they were working with them, and they will send it out for us.
Okay. But do you know, will they be going to places that are, incredibly warm or incredibly cold during the winter months here? Maybe that would kind of determine what types of things folks might want to donate.
I don't know that. We are assuming that they'll go to, like, Afghanistan, I don't know for sure.
Most likely it's going to be, obviously, places where we're currently on duty overseas, so.
Right.
Probably try to keep it somewhat in the middle, I guess, and just donate things that are going to be comfort things for folks.
Right. Also, if you have a service member's address that you would like one of the care packages to go, you can always give me the name and address, and I can make sure it gets to the Blue Star Mother so they can get it sent to them.
Well, that's awfully nice, then. You can kind of keep it close to home that way, too.
Right.
Well, let's talk about some other things that you have here. We talked about the foods and snacks and things like that. Beverages are a possibility, too. The drink boxes are convenient.
Right. they like those. They would prefer probably like Crystal Light packets or tea or coffee bags or single size of those.
Well, those Crystal Light packets make water a lot tastier.
Oh, yes, they do.
I bet they love that because they get a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Just again, the only restriction really seriously that's on the food items is just no pork products, and that has, well, that speaks for itself overseas. So,
right.
Toiletries. I see you've got a lot of different types of toiletries listed here. Again, we need to just keep in mind these are things we want to give to them to make their lives easier.
Right, and they do need to be trial size, and anything from deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, wet wipes, shaving cream, razors, even the Tylenol and Advil, you could do small bottles of those. Band-Aids or Q-tips, Kleenexes, also hand sanitizer is good, and socks. I don't see that on this list, but they do say we can also send out socks to them.
Yeah, because I see some other items. It's listed under miscellaneous here, but things that maybe we wouldn't think of otherwise, like pens and like Ziploc bags and things. You know, you get into certain situations, it's kind of nice to, you know, have some things that are, at least you know, aren't going to get wet.
Right.
Playing cards and stuff like that. Fingernail clippers, a small kind that they can use that are kind of handy. Books, Bibles, things like that that would make life just that much more like home.
Yep. They really do encourage people to send things for entertainment, like the cards and the dice and paintbrushes. People use those to, you know, paint or anything like that. Paper and pen envelopes with stamps on them, even.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that so they can write back.
You bet. Well, now, what about money, Jackie? Are you taking money at all for donations?
We are. We're taking... Each box costs $12.95 to ship, and we are asking people to donate to sponsor the box to get so it can be shipped.
Okay, so for all the items that are in it, it still costs about $13 to ship it overseas. So if you want to help that way, that's another way for folks to do that.
Right. Currently, we have enough money to do 6 boxes, but we really would like to do more, and we need lots of items still.
Okay. Where can people make those donations? Where and when, I guess?
Well, I'm taking donations up to the 10th of November because I'd like to have everything ready for when we start packing boxes. And it can be sent to the American in Elkhorn. And the address is 4037 Main Street, Elkhorn, Iowa, 51531. Or they can drop it off here at the hotel as well.
Okay, very good. And you're taking donations up to November the 10th. The
mm-hmm.
Now, November 11th, Veterans Day, that's the goal for what, shipping out, packing and shipping?
Right. At 4:30, we're going to have anybody who would like to come until all the boxes are filled, and they can come help pack them, and we'll get them all ready to ship out. We're hoping one of the Blue Star Mothers will be here, and they can answer questions for you. Kind of, they know, they have stories as well from people how much it really does mean to these troops to get these items.
Sure. Well, I hope you need lots and lots of volunteers on the 11th because the goal is to do a lot of packing, right?
That's right.
All right. Is there any kind of a competition going on corporately through the American chain?
There's not. They don't have any set thing for boxes because some people will be able to do more than others, but we really just, their goal is to get 150 properties to sign up for it. You had to pledge to do it, and they send you some items, T-shirts, some stickers, and stuff like that. So there's 220 properties in the chain, and they're hoping to get at least 150 of us to sign up.
Great. Well, if everybody does their part, should be a good promotion and you know, just a great thing. These folks are overseas doing a lot of great things for us. It's the least we could do to help them out when we know they're going to be away from their families and their loved ones during the holiday season.
Right.
Well, and if we do this by then, that'll ensure to get there by the holidays, right? By Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, if folks want to know more, Jackie, how can they find out more?
They could give me a call at 712-764-4000, and they can talk to anybody at the front desk. Everybody's aware of it. Also, we have a Facebook page. It's just American of Elkhorn, and I have all the information on there as well.
Okay, so everything they need to know right there at their fingertips.
That's right.
Wonderful. Well, good luck with the project. It's a great project. We hope it works out really well for you.
All right, thank you.